Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, everybody. This is episode number 78. How time flies. And we're going to do different kinds of pet energy today. And the reason we're doing this is because alive again can mean more than reincarnation. Alive again can mean keeping your pet alive. It can mean alive again because you have a new puppy and you're happy about it, or a new horse or a ferret or a bird, whatever. Alive again can mean, wow, their soul, their spirit, talk about that. Alive again can be medical issues reestablished. Alive again can be behaviors solved, so the house is back to normal again and everything's happy. So we're going to expand, and that's the word, expand our vision of this show as we originally started. So if you've got questions, send them to us, because we love to know what our listeners want to know about. And that way we've got a lot of people that can help answer your questions. And that way we're all better informed and can make more aware decisions. Now today, we were going to talk to Joy because she had a lot of questions and Lair has a lot of questions. And both of these ladies are just really wonderful in their ideas. And what we like to do is to have somebody questioning us. So if you want to be on to ask questions, let me know. But there are different kinds of pet energies. And the different kinds of pet energies are, first of all, they're physical and they're mental. Now, what we're going to talk about today is physical pet energies. We'll talk about mental later because, you know, there can be some cockatiels that are a little, and there can be some ferrets that have their own ideas, and there can be some muskrats, and there can be some horses, all sorts of mental things with pets. Lair, you had worked with grooming before. Tell us about the mental ideas of pets out there when they come into grooming.
Well, pets come into the groom shop and have a variety of energies going about them. Most pets, if grooming has been made a regular part of their life, don't come in with any fear. They come in knowing what's going on. So it's just a matter of keeping an understanding that nothing crazy is going to happen. So the mental energy there is making them feel safe. And for the nervous ones and the scared ones, trying to make them feel safe and be done as quickly as possible.
So that's a good thing. Another thing we're going to do a show on is anxiety of leaving your pets. That's a mental attitude. So that's something we want to talk about. If you want to tell us your ideas or ask us questions about, my pet goes ballistic when I leave, he has anxiety issues. That will be a good one because I talked to a friend about that. So let's go back and focus on the physical issues. Now, as a medical intuitive, when I see a pet, I see two different energies. The first energy I see is an energy that is their life force energy. And the life force energy is what is inside the pet suit. It's the energy that when you do a medical intuitive reading on a pet, you look inside the energy and see the colors that the life force energy is. And life force energy has different colors than does the auras, which are on the outside of the pet. So for those of you who are gifted and can see both inside and outside a pet, the outside is their outer energy field called an aura, and the inside is their life force energy, which is the physical vibrations of their organs. Now, the other energy they have is spirit energy, and that's when they cross over on the other side, and we're going to talk about that a little later. Lair's going to talk about it because she pulls cards, and she pulls readings, and she's going to see what the energy looks like when she looks at it. Joy sees spirits and angels, and she's going to talk about it from that perspective, and I'm going to talk about it from when I talk to pets on the other side. But right now, when we talk about life force energy, the colors inside are definitely different than the outside colors of a pet. For instance, if you look at disease and disorders, and I have a book called Medical Intuitive Diagnosis over on Amazon if you'd like to see this, but yellow is normally infection. Think about that. Yellow is the infection, is the color of infection. Cancer has a flame edge to it. And it looks like if you had an infection and then you had a flame edge, that would be a living cancer cell because the flame edge is what eats and deteriorates the other cells. And the yellow is the infection. When you look inside a body and you see life force energy, if you see blue, Blue is normally pain, and pain is, if a pale blue, can be paralysis. So you have to look at where it is to determine exactly what it is. And a pale blue can be paralysis. Bright blue or royal blue is normally ongoing and chronic pain. And when you look inside and you see these layers, each layer tells you a story of the energy of that animal at that level. In other words, when you look inside a body, you walk from their earliest phase of life to their older phase of life. And so looking at their life force energy, you might see blue and then that showing on the leg. And that means that early in life, they had a leg issue. You might move into the current energy and you'll see blue on the hips, which means they may have arthritis pain. And then if you look into the future energy, you could see that they may have blue around the heart, which means they could be starting congestive heart failure. Now, when you look inside a body and you see life force energy, when you see something that is slate gray or black, that means it's dysfunctioning. So if you look inside and you see, let's say you look at intestines. And when you see those intestines, they're a pale gray, that means they're not functioning. But if they're black, it means they've shut down. And if they're red, it means that they have inflammation, which they could be having irritable bowel syndrome or something like that. And if they're like red and speckled, it could mean that they're bleeding out while they're having bowel issues. So all sorts of life force energy is inside the body to be seen, and it doesn't affect at all, nothing about the outside energy field, which is the aura. Another thing that people always ask me is they say, well, when you look inside of the body, what do you see most of? The best thing I want to see is nothing. When it comes up on the screen, you will see a picture of the body, or I see a picture of the body and how the body looks. And when I look at it, it's flat. There is nothing there whatsoever. And that is absolutely wonderful. It means nothing's going on. Now, if something's lighting up, you know, like a nightlight or a flashlight, and it blinks, that means you need to pay attention to that. And it's like, oh, pay attention. And I normally tell my clients, if you see something three times and it pops up three times, we need to look at it because that means it's something that desperately needs to be current. If it doesn't light up more than that, it's not something that's current that has to be addressed immediately. You can see like a gum infection will light up two or three times. You say, is your dog experiencing gum infection right now? Like, oh, yes, he is. So that's one of the things that's important to know. So moving from life force energy, we go to the aura on the outside. Now, when you look at auras, layer, and I know you see auras. What do you see when you see pets? Do you see a generic aura or a specific aura? Because a lot of times you'll have a pet running at you and it might be red and it might be yellow because yellow is thinking, red is fear and anger. So it's like, okay, what do I do when I'm running at you? How do you see auras when you look at pets?
I don't see the auras exactly.
You sense them?
Right. So I sense the energy of the pet and kind of the general
prognosis?
Mind space they're in. So if they're afraid, if they're angry, I take it in from a lot of...
Empathic, clairsentient?
Right.
So you are clairsentient, empathic. You get that feeling of pet energy from... And there are a lot of folks that are clairsentient and empathic out there. And so this is something for you to do. But when you take that into you, do you just feel it and let it go? Or do you literally take it into yourself so it makes you sick?
I feel it and let it go for the most part.
Because if you... don't do that, it'll make you sick.
And there's a bit of claircognizance in there as well, where it's like, I know that without any physical evidence, what's going on.
So everybody listen to this, though. You see, there are people who are empathic and can feel it. How do you sense it, Lair?
In my heart area. Mostly I sense fear in my heart area and like my need to assuage the fear. Anger is a knowing.
Okay. And so that's just how your clairsentience and your empathic ways tells you what the aura and outside energy of the pet is. Now, Joey, how do you register the outside energy of a pet? Do you see it?
I don't really see it unless it's signs from the pet that let me know that that's what they're feeling. I more so also feel it. And I wanted to add to something that Lair said right in the beginning. It was about the anxiousness when they're at the groomers or even, you know, if they're at the vets. I used to have sometimes I still do have a problem with my lab when he goes to the veterinarian or or grooming, either one, he's very anxious. And what I found that helps me is saying the protection prayer and putting in the Christ light, the bubble. The first time I did it, I was actually just really shocked because it wasn't like instantly happy, but he calmed way down and wasn't like terrified for his life thinking something bad was about to happen. So it does help.
I've had the same experience with a cat. I do a lot of home grooms. So this particular cat, I groom on their kitchen island. And before I walk in, I say it three times. Please put Leo in a seamless mirror cocoon of divine white light. And once I learned that prayer, I did see a marked difference.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Now, you can find that, folks, if you want to. Go over to my YouTube channel. It's under Brent Atwater, and put protection prayer in the search bar, and you'll find it over there. Or you can go over to TikTok, and I don't know if you can search by TikTok of titles. I don't know that. Can you do that, Lair?
You kind of can. The algorithm tends to put you in the right place. But you have a lot of playlists on TikTok, so I think you have it in at least one or two of your playlists.
Okay. Well, the best thing to do is go over to YouTube, put it in the search bar, and it says protection prayer, and that works. And you can also, when we get to the mental stuff, that's great for anxiety and stuff like that. So when I look at an outside aura, I see colors. And my favorite book is Barbara Brennan's Hands of Light, of talking about what the colors mean. And there's also a book, Wheels of Light, that is a wonderful, that talks about the colors outside and what you can see and can't see. Again, if you see purple around a pet, it's a highly evolved spiritual pet. If you see white, again, it's a highly evolved spiritual pet. If you see, and this is the outside energy field, if you see red around it, it's anger, which we probably should take a minute for the sponsor so we won't see red around them. Here we go.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back. And for those of you who want to know, the book that I like is called Wheels of Light, and it's by Rosalind Bruyere, and it talks about the chakras and the auras and the colors. And I have found in my 30 years of work that that work is really accurate, and I appreciate it. And in Barbara Brennan's book, Hands of Light, I like the colors that she talks about that she sees inside the body. Now, my book, Medical Intuitive Diagnosis, literally breaks down the colors for each of the diseases, and that's why it's different. So if you want to look up a disease or a disorder that's inside the body, you go over there and you can, if you see it, you can tell, okay, well, this is what's going on. Now we're going to move to when you have the auras, if you watch them live, you can see how the pet will shift from thinking like he's walking to the dog park going, whoa, is that my best friend over there? Whoa, squirrel. And then you can see his whole energy change. When you see green around a pet, that's usually a color that is healing. A lot of people understand that to be as a color that blends with all that's going on in all the environments. When you lose a pet, a lot of times their life force energy is what you have to look for and not for their aura energy because it's not around them. And people go, what do you mean by that? Well, a lot of people call and say, I've lost my pet. How can you find them? There's a video on YouTube of how to find your lost pet with energy. And you can take your energy if you're, and I guess the way to say is if you're familiar with being able to be sensitive, you ask the animal, do I have your permission to access your energy? And if the animal says yes, then you can say, show me where you are now, show me where you are now, show me where you are now. Now, if they're alive, they will show you their aura. This is really interesting. They will show you their aura. And usually it'll be gray because if they're sick or hurt, it might be reddish tinged or burgundy if they're lost and afraid. And if they're happy and healed, they just walk down the block, that'll be a green. So you can see them and then say, show me where you are, show me where you are, and let me feel your energy. And then you can feel whether they're on your left side, your right side, or moving forward, and you can walk toward that energy and you can find them. If the pet is deceased, then you say, I like to say, show me your life force energy now. Show me your life force energy now. Show me your life force energy now. And I say that three times because it works better and focuses you more. And a lot of times, if what comes up, like when I lost my cat, I saw the outline profile of a cat laying on its side and it was gray and black. Not what you want to see. Because gray and black means the energy has left the pet suit. How do you see it, Lair?
I see like faded energy.
Like what?
Faded.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in various colors. It's either like bright or it's faded. I can't explain it.
And the faded would be if they were going toward deceased or really sick and
correct.
Progressing that way. And the bright would be if they're vibrant and alive.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it, but I want to learn how to see it.
Okay. We can do a show on that. We'll learn how to see it. If y'all let me know if you want to learn how to see your pet's energy, whether it's life force energy or your ours, let me know. Send a email to Pet Life Radio and we'll get that show on the road. Now, once you're looking for that pet, if you see them again, you can attach to the pet that's lost and say, let me feel your energy now. And you can walk toward the direction of where you feel that pull. And that's where you use your empathic qualities. You just can turn in a 360 degrees and your heart will feel it because, as Lair says, it's a heart connection. So if you stand like at 12 o'clock, you can say, let me feel your energy now. And you can rotate to 3 o'clock. And if you don't feel anything, they're not there. And then go from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock and say, let me feel your energy now. And you can do that until you feel where they are on the scale of where to walk. And that way you can eventually find, I found my pet in the woods. She was deceased. If they're local and close. So there are ways to use the energy pattern to feel and find a lost pet. There's also, when you're looking at a pet, you want to ask permission. And this is the most important of all, is to ask permission to look at their energy field. Because that's like spying on you. That's like somebody having a bug in your kitchen or in your bathroom. And you will not get an accurate read on looking at an animal's outside energy field or inside energy field or any energy field when it's on the other side even, if you don't ask permission. Because you'll only get a sort of just close, near, nigh, maybe, it might be, pet. But if you say, may I have permission to read your energy field, and the pet gives it to you, then you have full access to everything they've got. In 30 years, I've only had two pets say, nah, I don't think so. And one was a Bichon. He looked at me and says, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not showing anybody anything. And that's it. And he walked off. So usually they're very receptive, and they say, yes, I'll be more than glad to work with you and show you my energy field. Other times they shut you down. And we're going to shut down just for a minute to allow time for sponsors.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Thank you for following us and being part of Alive Again. We appreciate it. And you know what? Go see our sponsors. They're really good guys, and we really appreciate their sponsoring our show so we can keep on talking to you. Now, the next thing, and this is what most people are interested in, at this point in time, since it seems to be something that is special and a lot of it is in a way, it's a current conversation, and in a way, it's an always conversation. Spirit energy, which is a whole nother being. Now, Lara's going to talk to us. She pulls cards, and she's going to talk to us how she sees spiritual energy when she pulls cards with pets.
So again, it's not a lot of seeing, and it's more of knowing. So when the cards come out, they pull at different associations I have. So the energies meld. My energy blends with theirs, so I can effectually communicate and interpret what they're saying for myself or for my client.
And when you do that, do you feel it or do you allow it? Like if you feel the dog sick, do you allow that feeling in you or you just view it or do you allow it in you?
I just view it. I don't take it on myself. I may, for a moment, to understand a little bit better, feel it just so I can articulate what's going on a little bit better, but I never really take it in.
And it's really not good for anybody, y'all, to take it in at all to your health, because the thing to do is, if you do that, it can make you sick. And so you always want to view energy and never, ever take it in. So that's for those who are clairsentient and empathic out there. Don't do it, because you're disempowering yourself when you take on somebody else's energy. And that's really important. Now, Joy, do you see spirit energy on the other side?
No, I see more like flashes of lights.
So you do see it, but it's called flashes of light. Now, people, here's the note. A lot of people don't see it as clearly as I do.
Right.
Or they don't feel it as clearly as Lair does. But Joy sees flashes of light, and that is just as valid. So don't blow it off. Don't blow it off at all if, in fact, you do see flashes of light. Explain that, Joy.
Well, I've been in my room before, and it was like a quick, just like a fast light going by out the corner of my eye. But I've also seen like twinkling gold, like kind of like Christmas lights up over the ceiling. They just appeared, and then they went away. I want to try the suggestion you had when you had said if you do ever see that, to ask the spirit to show themselves so that I can learn to, because you can learn to see this if you're seeing the lights or other images, correct?
That's right. If you have that ability, if it starts off as a sparkle, as a flash, lots of times people go, oh, that's nothing. Oh, yes, it is. What you have to do is say, I accept this. I want this to be a part of my life and allow that spirit energy to come in, because there you have to give them your free will choice to allow their being to participate with your being on Earth, because they're coming from a higher frequency realm down to a frequency realm where you are on Earth. Now, interestingly enough, when you say you see Christmas lights that are twinkling outside for a spirit, that's usually a spirit trying to get your attention. If you see twinkling lights inside a body with life force energy, that usually means leukemia.
Oh, now is medical intuitive seeing that energy, is that something that you're also able to learn, or either you have?
Yes. If you have that gift in this lifetime, and a lot of people say, oh, everybody's got the same gift, everybody's psychic, everybody can use it. No, they can't. And that's usually a medium soul who says that, and they're all, yes, they can. Because if everybody could do it, we'd all be doing what we do.
Sure.
So in every lifetime, every soul has different evolutions. And so you may have the evolution, Joy, where you can see the twinkling lights and go, oh, that's Trig trying to get my attention, or that's Harley trying to say something, or whatever. But it's a start. And what you do is you ask, may I use this, and ask, show me yourself now, come into my life, because you have to ask spirit to come down and interact with you. Because by the laws of the universe, it's free will choice. And they get up there and they can't mess with your free will. People go, oh, they're just going to be here. No, you have to ask them to participate in your life. Otherwise, they're breaking the universal law of your free will choice. And maybe in this lifetime, you don't want to see nobody.
Yeah.
So you ask, show it to me now 3 times to be able to determine if you have, say, medical intuitive, you have that gift in this life?
Yes. But you say, show me the life force energy. That's energy number one. That's the energy inside the pet suit. The aura is number two, the energy outside the pet suit. And number three is the spirit energy on the other side. And they all have different colors and all have different meanings. And so when Joy is seeing the flickering lights and it's spiritual, she needs the same thing. Show me now, show me now, show me now. Now, sometimes it takes 2 weeks for your body to acclimate to the vibrations that you're looking for, okay? Because inner body frequencies for life force energies is very high frequencies. And sometimes you can hold them and sometimes you can't. And it's like spirit energy is very high frequency. And so like you might just see flickering lights, like Joy says, because maybe at this point in time, she hadn't drank enough water, she's dehydrated, she's tired, and she can't see the full energy, okay? Because her body can't hold that much vibrational frequency, because you're just exchanging vibrational frequencies, because the veil of being able to see is just, you only use 10% of your brain, you're using the other 90% to cross the veil. And so there you are with the frequencies, and you just got to step over them, but you have to learn to hold them inside yourself, because a lot of people who are doing spiritual awakenings, they get sick at their stomach, they get tired, they get exhausted, they get headaches, all sorts of stuff like that. It's because they're learning to hold frequencies that are higher than their earth body can handle. And so being an empath, you can take it in, you can feel it, and that may be what you do in this lifetime. On the other hand, that may be the beginning of you can learn to see it, but you never want to take in an energy, whether it's living, life force, or spirit, inside your body. You always want to view it, because that way you're not tampering with your energy so that you can do what you want to do. Otherwise, when you bring in any other energy inside your body, you are tampering and disempowering the gifts that you have. So whether you only see life force energy or aura energy or spirit energy, you don't want to take any of it inside your body. You want to always look at it, because then you can decide what to do with it. But if it's inside your body, it's like a marbleized cake and you can't do anything. You're already marbleized. So they've taken half of your energy's already taken away from you because you're stirred up. So you always want to view it so you're not stirred up and you can always see it more clearly. So when Joy sees the twinkling light, she would just say, "Is that you, Trig? Show up. Show up for me now. Show up for me now. Show up for me now." Everybody goes, "Well, it didn't get it. And I've heard crickets and it's been nothing." It takes a while for you to be able to adapt to the energy that you're looking at.
Would the twinkling lights also be considered like sparkler form that you speak of in your videos? Is that sparkler form like the blinking lights?
I mean, when I first started seeing pets, I would see sparkler forms and I'd go, "Oh, this is cool. What is that?" And I'd say, "Show me more, show me more." And then it started getting, it would go from, first it was blinking light. It's like, "Okay, who are you? Why are you here? What do you want?" And it'd be, "Mom, it's me." And it's like, "Okay, Remedy, show me yourself." And then I get flashing lights, like she said, Christmas lights. And then I'd say, "Remedy, show up, show me more, show me more." And then I'd get a steam form. And then I'd say, "Show up, show up." And then I'd get just like a see-through form. And so that's the way I learned to see spirit energy, is it started off with a flash of light, and then it went to sparkling, you know, the Christmas light, blinking lights, and then it went to sparkler form, and then it went to steam form, and then it went through like almost just a see-through of the actual pet. And so when I talk to pets on the other side now, because I hold the frequency, I can see just the pet that you just like, you can see through it, but it totally looks like you see the colors. You know, he's got brown spots, white spots, pink eyes, blue eyes, whatever he is. And you see him, but he just looks like you can see through him. It's sort of like a see-through sponge. But you have to build your energy up so you can hold it. Because when I first started doing this, I couldn't see spirits for long periods of time because it would give me a headache. Gatorade and lemon juice and water works great for that, in case you don't know. And so I learned how to hold that energy. So when you're looking at energy, ask, is this life force energy? Is this aura, which is your energy field, which most people are aware of? Most people don't even think there's two different energies, like there's life force inside the body and aura on the outside. There are two separate energies. And then when they go to the spirit side, that's a third energy. So the energy of the body is really interesting. The energy around the body is a whole nother game plan. And on spirit energy, it's another game plan. For instance, inside the body with life force energy, showing red means inflammation or it's bleeding. On an aura, it means anger. And on the other side, it's a frequency of angel or danger. So every frequency that you look at is in the realm that you're looking at it and has to be interpreted within that realm. Because when you look and say, "Oh, look, her aura field is red." Well, that doesn't mean she's bleeding out. But if you see red inside a body for life force energy, I've had, you know, when I've looked inside, I've said to people, "I think your dog bled out." And they say, "Well, his spleen burst and he did this." Or sometimes cats will have a clot in their leg and it bursts and they bleed out. And so if you see red inside a body, that life force energy is totally different than, "Ooh, that Jack Russell is red that's running at me," which means he's angry. So learn to ask, and that's the word I always use, and everybody goes, Brent, do you know any other word other than that? No, but the universe has the answers, and you get to ask. So if you'd like to know more about this, ask us. We're happy and glad to expand your awareness, and we're blessed that Pet Life Radio is letting us expand this into all new areas so that those of you who are gifted can more readily be aware and use your gifts. And those of you who are curious and want to know can learn. So, I thank you for being with us today. Join us again on Pet Life Radio. Go see us over on TikTok, YouTube, and I've got books on Amazon if any of it's interesting to you. But remember, three types of pet energy on the physical side: life force energy, aura, the outside energy, and spirit energy. And if you want to know more about those, let us know. We'll tackle the emotional stuff later. Thanks. Bye-bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.